Imagine you're scrolling late at night through a feed full of noise. Then, boom, one post stops your thumb. Not because of copy, not because of the product, but because of a single unexpected color shift that feels like it was designed just for you. That's the kind of small surgical move we're unpacking today.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors to The Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy. In each episode, we'll dive deep into the art of crafting logos that don't just mark a brand, they ignite one. We'll unpack illustrations that leap off the page, transforming marketing magic into magnets that draw the right people straight to your door. Whether it's strategizing color palettes that convert or sketching narratives that narrate your story, we're here to equip you with the tools to imagine bigger, design bolder, and connect deeper. From behind-the-scenes breakdowns with industry trailblazers to hands-on hacks you can steal for your next project, this is your creative command center. So grab your favorite pen, fire up your tablet, and let's get those ideas flowing. Stick around. Your imagination's about to get an upgrade.
Quick roadmap. First, we'll build the foundation, what I call the narrative color system, and why role-based palettes matter. Second, we'll get tactical with audio-friendly tools and tests you can run without staring at swatches all day. Third, we'll walk a real studio case study showing the A-B test that turned a color choice into measurable outcomes. And yes, I'll point you to downloadable templates and contrast checklists at mgwwstudios.com/submit so you can follow along after the episode.
Foundation. At the heart of a narrative color system is a simple principle. Colors should tell a part of the brand's story, not just decorate it. Instead of a laundry list of hex codes, think in roles, primary, support, and accent, and map those roles to specific moments in the user's journey.
Primary color. This is the brand voice in color form. It's the hue people will associate with the business, used in logos, headers, and persistent brand elements. Choose a primary that aligns with the core brand emotion, trust, energy, luxury, or playfulness. Say, steadfast blue for reliability, or vibrant coral for approachable energy. Each word nudges an emotional frame.
Support colors. These are your scene set pieces. They sit behind calls to action, in backgrounds, or in large surfaces where readability matters. Their job is to lead the eye without shouting. Think of them as stagehands that guide focus to the actors, your content, and CTAs.
Accent colors, sharp, purposeful, and limited. This is where you deploy emotional punctuation, CTA buttons, sale tags, or tiny brand moments that need to pop. Accents are high-consequence decisions because their visibility is intense. A good accent can raise conversions. A poor one can confuse the hierarchy.
Why role-based palettes? Because human attention is limited. If every element screams for attention, nothing is noticed. Roles create hierarchy, help teams make faster decisions, and give marketing experiments a clear lens. Which color did what, where, and why?
Segment 2, tools and tactics. Time to get practical. I'll give you audio-friendly methods you can use right now, even if you're away from your studio. First tactic, vocal color naming. Say the color and an emotion aloud. Muted moss, reliable, grounded. Sunlit amber, optimistic, urgent. The act of naming with emotion forces clarity.
Second tactic, contrast by description. When you can't see swatches, narrate the contrast target. For body text, aim for a high contrast pairing, something you'd describe as dark charcoal on soft ivory rather than gray on white. For UI accents, describe relative brightness. Accent is 30% brighter than support. That language helps engineers and clients visualize accessibility goals.
Third tactic, quick audio A-B tests. If you can't ship two visual versions, describe them in a script and run a microsurvey. Version A uses a deep teal accent for trust and calm. Version B uses a bright tangerine accent for action and urgency. Ask listeners or colleagues which version they tap. The verbal framing surfaces gut reactions fast.
Tools I recommend. Use free contrast checkers like the WebAIM Contrast Checker, affordable swatch tools like Coolers.co, and Adobe Color for palettes. For print behavior, pick simple proxies. Describe warm versus cool paper, and confirm with a small physical proof before final runs. And of course, grab our palette templates and a printable contrast checklist at mgwoodstudios.com/submit to make this repeatable.
Segment 3, Real World Application. Let me tell you a studio story. We were working with a subscription brand whose site used a calm blue as both primary and CTA accent. The overall look was cohesive, but blended. We proposed a narrative color system. Keep the primary blue for trust, introduce a warm amber accent for CTAs, and a muted slate as a support background.
We A/B tested the original blue accent against the new amber accent across the signup funnel. The hypothesis was simple. The amber creates a contrast-driven spotlight on the CTA and signals urgency without changing messaging. The result? We observed a 21% lift in click-through rate to the pricing page during the 2-week test window. That lift translated to higher quality trials and a cleaner path to conversion.
How did we sell that to the client? We framed color as hypothesis-driven change, not opinion. We showed role maps, lightweight prototypes, and risk-mitigating rollback plans. When color is presented as a measurable element, we'll change the accent, run an A/B test, and measure CTR. Clients move from subjective debate to business outcomes.
Imagination break. Grab a pen or open a note. 3 minutes. I'll walk you through a quick exercise to build a three-color narrative for an imaginary client, a boutique coffee subscription that wants warmth and reliability.
Step 1. Pick your primary. Say it aloud. Roasted chestnut. Warm. Trustworthy. Step 2. Pick your support. Describe where it sits. Soft oatmeal. Background. Calm. Readable. Step 3. Choose an accent and name its intent. Sunlit marigold. CTA. Energetic. Decisive. Now jot down where each will appear. Logo and header for primary. Large blocks and cards for support. Buttons and sale banners for accent.
Bonus. Give each color a short usage rule. For example, accent only on primary CTA and one micro interaction per page. These rules keep teams from overusing the pop color and diluting its power. All right, time's almost up. If you liked that exercise, download the worksheet at mgwdstudios.com/submit and run it with a client or a designer friend.
Key takeaways. First, start with roles, not just pretty hues. Primary sets brand emotion, support holds the scene, and accent drives action. Second, use audio-friendly tests and named emotions to make color decisions fast and repeatable. Third, measure and present color as hypothesis-driven design. Test the change, track CTRs, and let data guide adoption.
Two subtle calls to action. One, try a single palette tweak this week. Swap an accent and run a micro A/B test. Two, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to download the narrative color templates and contrast checklist we talked about. Those assets make this process repeatable across projects.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.
Signature Q. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.